Good evening, Council staff. Ladies and gentlemen, I invite you to bow your head in prayer. Almighty God, we ask you to guide us in all our discussions, to show goodness, honesty, understanding, wisdom in all that we undertake for the benefit of the City of Dunlop and our residents. I respect each other's views at all times. We ask all of this in your name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Declare this ordinary meeting of Council open at 7 p.m. and welcome all in attendance. First of all, I'll go through some disclosures of interest. Disclosure from Councillor Hollywood, CJ158. A financial interest is Councillor Hollywood lives opposite 3rd Avenue Park, which is included in the Burns Beach Master Plan. Mayor Troy Pickard, item CJ175, financial interest. As Mayor Pickard has a potential financial interest in a waste to energy company. Interest affecting impartiality, Councillor Logan, item CJ159. Councillor Logan was a member of the East Greenwood Housing Developments Community Group, which provided equity into the developer. Councillor Russ Fishwick, item CJ173. Interest that may affect impartiality, as Councillor Fishwick is a member of the Sorrento Bowling Club. Mr Mike Smith, item CJ173. Interest that may affect impartiality, as Mr Smith is a life member of the Dunlop District's Cricket Club. Mayor Troy Pickard, notice of motion from Councillor Plifka. Interest that may affect impartiality, as Mayor Pickard's son played for Whitford City Football Club during the 2016 season. Have I covered Brad? Mayor Troy Pickard, item CJ173, interest that may affect impartiality, as Mayor Pickard is a patron of the Dunlop District's Cricket Club. Councillor John Chester, item CJ159, interest that may affect impartiality. Because on the 2nd of September, Councillor Chester received an update on the progress of the development from staff at the Frasers Property Group. Councillor Sophie Dwyer, item CJ173, interest that may affect impartiality, as Councillor Dwyer's spouse and several members of her extended family are members of the Sorrento Bowling Club. And Mr Brad Sillins, item CJ159, interest that may infect impartiality, as employees of Frasers Australand Pty Ltd are personally known to Mr Sillins. Any further disclosures, councillors or staff? Now is an opportunity to do so, financial or impartial. Councillor Logan.
Excuse me, Mr Mayor. I also received an update from Frasers on the East Greenwood housing project. Don't you want to add that to my impartiality?
So, Mr Sillins, could you take a fresh form to Councillor Logan for completion? Thank you. We'll just wait for that form to be completed. Councillor John Logan, item CJ159, interest that may affect impartiality, as Councillor Logan recently received an update from Frasers on the project. Right, thank you everyone for your patience. That concludes disclosures of interest. We now move to public question time and public statement time, opportunity for members of the gallery to make a statement shortly, but in the first instance, public question time, allocated 15 minutes, opportunity for members of the public to ask up to two questions. There's a suite of rules that govern public question time and public statement time, which are printed in the relevant agenda papers. There's also a meeting procedures local law that governs the conduct of council meetings, enforceable by law, with appropriate penalties fiscally, plus other charges if breached. For those members of the gallery that were present last week, all but one gentleman behave themselves impeccably, and I encourage you to maintain that same standard, provide everyone with a fair and appropriate opportunity to ask their questions, and where possible for the questions to be answered, as well as obviously affording individuals an opportunity to make a statement for up to 2 minutes. So I have a register here before me, and the first instance, Mr. Stephen Moore. If you'd like to come to the microphone, please. Mr. Moore, state your name and address for the public record, and you have an opportunity to ask up to two questions.
Stephen Moore, Warrandyte Drive. Mr. Mayor, I fully understand that the community consultation is not a requirement when allocating playing fields. However, it is not the main premise of this motion to provide a facility that meets NPL standards. Warrandyte Park doesn't yet meet these standards. Therefore, planning for infrastructure with community consultation...
I'm terribly sorry to interrupt you. So we're doing public
question
time.
Yep, I'm getting to the question,
here.
Sir.
Okay, so no preamble on questions. Straight to the question, please.
Okay. Based on that information, why weren't the crazy residents consulted as part of this decision?
If you just slow down for me a second, I couldn't understand the question. I'm sorry.
Why weren't the Craigie residents consulted as part of this decision based on the fact that it should have been a prerequisite, not a byproduct of the ground switch?
There's no requirement in council's policies and procedures to consult the community when users change facilities or grounds. It is our policy, however, that if we change facilities, and we upgrade, install lights, expand on facilities, that we do consult. So it didn't, in accordance with the city's policies, there was no trigger necessary for it to be referred for community consultation. Thank you for your question.
May I ask a second question then?
Certainly, may.
Okay, so if that's the case then, infrastructure should have actually occurred prior to, so why wasn't it happening?
Well, there was no decision made at the last council meeting that dealt with anything to do with infrastructure. It triggered a report from the administration relative to the infrastructure requirements, and as we have done for decades, when a facility then is upgraded, we go out to the community for consultation. Thank you for your question. Mr. Gavin O'Connor, if you'd like to come to the microphone, please state your name and address for the public record, and you have an opportunity to ask up to two questions.
Gavin O'Connor, Stockwell Court, Craigie. Who undertook the consultation process with Whitfords in regards to relocation from Warrandyte Reserve?
Could you say that again, please? I'm terribly sorry. Maybe the audio, I'm just having a bit of difficulty hearing you.
Who undertook the consultation process with Whitford City in regards to the relocation from Warrandyte Reserve?
There's been no consultation with the Whitford City in relation to relocation at all. When the notice to rescind Council's decision was lodged, that prohibits anyone from within the organisation to do anything further in relation to that motion. So there's no consultations occurred with any stakeholder group or club relative to the Council decision of last month. Thank you for your question. And Mr. Brett Watson. come forward, please. Mr. Watson, state your name and address for the public record. You have an opportunity to ask up to two questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. My name is Brett Watson of 34 Gilway in Hillarys. My question for the council is, why was Whitford City Football Club not advised of the motion or any possibility of a motion to remove them from Warrandyte Park? And yet Joondalup United, as confirmed by their representatives at last week's meeting, was sufficiently forewarned so to prepare representations to council about this matter?
Well, that's your view, that the club were sufficiently forewarned. Now, something that I don't accept in this council chamber, you may think it's appropriate to conduct yourself in certain ways behind the closed doors of closed Facebook groups, but something that I won't tolerate in this chamber is disruption. I have powers within the standing orders to suspend a meeting if I so desire. And upon returning after suspending the meeting, I can close the meeting and reschedule it for an alternate date. That is the first time I'm going to make that statement, and it will be the last time. If you don't think that you conduct yourself in an appropriate manner in this chamber, then I encourage you to exit the chamber now and leave the building, because there are people outside that I'm sure would love the opportunity to sit in here to listen to the democratic process of council. And I ask you to respect it and to respect this space. It's not a closed Facebook group where you can conduct yourself in any manner that you so choose. That is your opinion, sir. If you stay tuned and listen to the deliberations of the debate, you might find out a little bit more. Thank you for your question. Do you have another question?
Yes, I do, Mr. Mayor.
Please.
Can I just go back to the first question? Because the first question...
No, I've answered your question.
Sorry.
Next
no,
question,
no, sorry.
Please.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Next question, please.
Then I'll make that as my second question, Mr. Mayor. Why was Whitford City Football Club not advised of the motion or any possibility of a motion to remove them from Warrandyte Park?
Well, no club is advised of any motion to remove anyone from the club. Thank you for your questions. There's no further registration, but an opportunity for members of the gallery to make further questions. Please feel free to do so. Mr. Sillins, if you could just check with the gallery in the foyer to see if there is any individual that wishes to ask a question. No? Well, I'll declare public question time closed and move to public statement time. Again, same suite of rules apply, and I would just maybe provide the exact same version to ensure speedy process. Effectively, in short, your statement is to be polite, respectful, not adversely reflect on an elected member or an employee of the city. And if I, as presiding member, wish to be heard, I wish to be heard in silence. Mr. Wilco Vermix, if you'd like to come to the microphone, please. State your name and address for the public record, and you have an opportunity to make a statement for up to 2 minutes.
Wilco Vermix, Vice President of Whitford City Football Club. Honesty, ethical and transparence, words that form the primary values of the City of Joondalup. The Code of Conduct says, act with honesty and integrity. Be open and accountable to public and base decisions on relevant and factual correct information. These words lost their meaning on Tuesday, the 20th of September. A blanket of shame came over this great institution. But Whitford's and all the park users have a gift to all of you. Relevant and factual information was provided by Whitford and others last week at the briefing session. Underutilization of the grounds and facilities, struggling club, seriously? I think we proved last week that is incorrect. Today we come with a gift. We are giving you the opportunity to restore the trust that has been lost in this institution last month. We know that all of you do a difficult job, but today we made it easy for you. 2,052 people voted, put a signature on our petition. 345 kids. In a democracy, that is what is called a vast majority. Combined with all the correct information you receive from us, the decision will be straightforward. We're handing back the respect you deserve. Stand up for what is right. Enough is enough. That is the signal. Remind yourself why you took office in the first place. It was not about you. It was about doing the right thing for your voters, for your people, your neighbours, our kids, Whitford kids. Games are played on the soccer pitch. Today, you are going to show your voters that you were and still are worthy of their vote, worthy of their trust. Today, we are going to show you you are still worthy of our respect. Today, you are going to show the true meaning of words, honesty, transparency, ethical and respect. It will be a great night for all the kids present, a night that they will remember forever, a lesson more valuable than any books at school. Today, the blanket of shame will be lifted from this great institution again.
Thank you for your statement. So, as I mentioned last week at the briefing session, council is not a performance, it's not a play, it's a serious institution, and I ask you not to applaud or to cheer, please. If you want to applaud and a cheer, I encourage you again to go outside and carry on how you wish to carry on, but not here in the council chamber. Thank you. Mrs. Sally Keaton. Okay, so I'm going to suspend the council meeting for 10 minutes and we will adjourn at 7:30. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Hello. And to the ladies and gentlemen outside, the rules apply to yourself as much as it applies into the chamber. Thank you.